In Lubbock last Saturday, 25-year-old Emmanuel Quinones showed up at a protest across from Texas Tech with a loaded rifle. He was approached by a policeman who asked him to put the rifle on the ground, and he wouldn't do so until the officer drew his weapon. It's alleged that Quinones shouted, "President Trump must die, and this is a revolution," as he was taken into custody. Federal charges were later filed on Quinones, who said by authorities to have stated an intention to shoot any Trump-supporting counter-protesters who might come. In Dallas, Mayor Eric Johnson said that much of the violence, vandalism, and theft we saw committed by some groups of people over the weekend was perpetrated by people who are not residents of the city. The problem for the Dallas mayor is that a review of reports over the weekend showed most all arrested as being residents of Dallas or the surrounding metroplex. Nearly all rioters have been freed from jail in Washington, D.C., and most have had felony riot charges dropped against them, Breitbart's John Binder reported. The data was compiled by local media outlet WUSA. There may be some truth in claiming outsiders are behind some violence, but it's clear that there are hate-filled, criminally-minded folk in our communities, coast to coast, ready to use any excuse to do harm to others and vandalize and steal. The only answer for that, no matter how politically incorrect for elected folk and media liberals, is to have law and order dominate, just as President Trump said. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.